Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour, celebrating 18 years with our good friend Ray Keating as a member of our Brain Trust. Ray, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thanks. I had no idea. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to do something for myself today.
I can tell. Yeah, it's like a dream. It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Ray?
Absolutely. If I had only known.
I get this all the time. I love making people's dreams come true. Ray, thanks again for being such an abiding supporter of all the things that we do here for 18 years and for the great work you do there. You and President Karen Kerrigan at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. I've been telling you about it since 1997. Almost 22 years I've been telling you about that organization, and they continue to amaze me in the great work that they do. Ray, and folks, you got to follow Ray and all of his work, his Pastor Stephen Grant novel, series, 129 editions now, I think, under a billion copies sold across the galaxy. Hey, Ray, we're talking about entrepreneurship. Some of the research that you've been following, we just talked about how the gig economy is probably, you know, even I don't have a problem with calling it the gig economy, but I actually think that the gig economy reminds me of how a lot of businesses used to get started. I mean, I think about 1-800-Flowers. Jim McCann owned a flower shop in the 80s and 90s, and out of that he grew on the side. He was a counselor for the state of New York. He bought a flower shop on the side, and he grew that into 1-800-Flowers. People have been doing that kind of thing all along, haven't they? This is not that new.
No, you're right. It's just the means, the opportunities have changed. But sure, people. That's the story of so many successful entrepreneurs, right? I've got my full-time job. I've got this idea. I'm running it on the side. And eventually I want to, you know, go to that full-time. And, you know, that's not a new story. It's one of the great paths to entrepreneurship that we've
seen. But don't you think that they're having that attitude? They're coming to that realization because their job is more secure. They've got a little more spending money. They don't have to worry. In other words, there's a little less of a cloud over their head. They feel like, you know what, there's opportunity out there that I can take advantage of on my own.
Yeah, no, I think that's the case when you look at where the economy is compared to where we were, you know, with the Great Recession and immediately thereafter. We're still not growing at a rate that we should be growing.
The lost decade. I call it the lost decade.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I would argue, given the growth rates, that still hasn't gone away. So we're not growing at the rate that we should be growing at.
I don't disagree.
But given that, sure. I mean, in terms of, you know, the tight labor market and so on, people feel more comfortable in terms of being able to do things like that. Sure, absolutely. That does factor into the equation. You know, the thing about these are surveys, and the reason I highlighted them was because people are saying that, you know, they want to be entrepreneurs. You know, one survey showed that young adult job seekers, you know, basically those that have been out of college for, you know, 24 months, you know, whatever the definition is, but those younger people that a considerable percentage, 70%, think that the freedom to be their own boss is more appealing than having the benefits of job security by working for somebody else. And more than half of those people say that they're likely to start up their own business in the future. That's something I wanted to highlight because, again, these entrepreneur numbers over the last, you know, say 15 years haven't been great, and they're still not where they should be. So the fact that you have people thinking about it and considering and still considering being an entrepreneur, that's a good thing. Now, the question then becomes, you know, what are the obstacles? Why aren't people doing it to the extent that they should? Because what's interesting is when you look at all of the surveys and the analysis done on them, people, you know, the experts, if you will, acknowledge that, hey, technology today makes it easier than ever before to become an entrepreneur. And that's absolutely correct.
It's lowered the barrier to entry. There's no question that I do things today that I can't say I couldn't do that I can do better than I did 30 years ago, because I do things today you couldn't do 30 years ago.
Right, exactly. So with that, and that's significant. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. you can't overstate that, right?
Mm-hmm. But do you also think that when people are trying to start a business, Ray, because I know, like in retail, you've got to have high touch and high tech in retail. But I think sometimes people think, well, how can I compete with Amazon on retail? You know, I think that holds some people back. What do you think?
Well, right, and those are some of the questions. Why? What's holding people back? Why are they still not taking the plunge mm-hmm. into the entrepreneurial waters, as I like to say? And I do think that a whole host of factors come in. But you know what? The real entrepreneur, you know, you could say, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about becoming owning my own business one day. Well, that's great, but what does it actually mean? But the true entrepreneur is not going to look at Amazon as a barrier. They're right. going to look at a way that what can I do that Amazon's not doing? That's what the entrepreneur. That's right. what a true entrepreneur does. So I don't think that's.
Well,
I don't
and
think
one
Amazon,
thing I think
example,
I think
or,
the young people have an advantage in that particular angle than say someone who's in their 50s, because they see technology as a solution, maybe a first or second option solution, whereas an older person would have to adopt that technology as a solution. And I think that it's going to help the younger people, don't you?
They grew up in it. They're immersed in it, right?
Yep.
So to that extent. But no, I don't agree with you, Jim, because I think if you're an entrepreneur, no matter what age you are.
This is the first time in 18 years we've gone into the end of the second segment before Ray Keating disagreed with me. I'm slipping, folks. Somehow I've lost my edge. We'll have to get that back after in the next segment. Ray Keating and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. We got a major rumble coming up. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.